This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
On Thursday, October 5th, 1950, the New York Yankees faced the Philadelphia Phillies at Scheib Park for Game 2 of the 1950 World Series. The Yankees led the series 1-0 after a two-hit complete game shut out by Vic Rashi in Game 1. For Game 2, the Phillies sent their 23-year-old ace, Robin Roberts, to the mound to try to even the series before heading to New York. The Yankees countered with veteran Allie Reynolds. This is a partial audio recording of Game 2 that was edited by the original owner to remove several of the less exciting innings from the nearly three-hour-long game. The broadcast features announcers Mel Allen and Gene Kelly.
Hello again, everyone. Robin Roberts, who goes through a lot of writhing moments on the hill for nervous characteristics, goes into his motion for the first pitch, and it's in there for called strike one. And the second game of the 1950 World Series is underway. Falling balls and strikes down below it. Umpire Charlie Berry of the American League. Woodling, left-handed batter. Keep in the box, feet close together. Pitch number two is high and away for ball one. One ball, one strike. Roberts is known primarily as a fastballer, but has developed a good curveball this season and has an amazing changeup, which has held to his effectiveness in winning 20 games. Right-hander delivering, 1-1 pitch. Strike two called. The two strikes have been changed curves. One ball, two strike count. Woodling, left-handed batter. They play him straight away toward left. The infield is orthodox. It's a beautiful day in Philadelphia, though fairly crisp, and the temperature is in the lower 60s. Ready to go. 1-2. Swinging a foul to the upper deck to the left of our Gillette microphone, and it's still 1-2 with a new ball in play. One ball, two strikes. There is a larger audience out here than yesterday. There were some patches of seats in right and left, which glared open. And in wonderment, many thought why the place hadn't been sold out. But I imagine that we'll top the crowd of 30,000. One ball, two strikes. Quickly into the next pitch. Throwing, swinging. A slow hit ground ball toward the hole. Up with it, Hamner. Long throw to first. Not in time. That ball was sliced between third and short. Jones crossed over, and it goes as a base hit, incidentally. Hamner behind. But the ball took a high hop. Hamner then was on his own, and his long throw was not in time. It was low in the dirt, but Woodling was across the bag anyway for the leadoff hit. So in the series now, leadoff man Gene Woodling has two hits. He went 1-for-3 yesterday. With a man on first, an infield single to the shortstop, Gene Woodling. Nobody out. Phil Rizzuto, the pepper-pot shortstop of the New York entry from the American League, steps in. He bats right-handed. He was 1-for-3 in the first game yesterday, hitting a .333 in the World Series. Roberts in the slow stretch, throwing. The runner breaks. He swings on a hit and run. It's a high twisting pop to the left of the plate. Semenuk coming under the ball and makes it. We lost him right below the lower deck. And he trapped it momentarily and then held onto it solidly. As we lean over, you see, the upper deck of the stand juts out above the playing field, close to the dugout along the third base line. So Rizzuto, on a hit and run attempt, fouls out some 45 feet to the left of the plate to catcher Andy Semenuk of the Phillies. One away and one on. A hit and run was on almost immediately. Woodling, of course, checks back at first. Semenuk wasted no time in getting back toward the infield to guard Woodling, who was on at first. Now the batter is Yogi Berra, swinging left-handed. Takes low outside. Ball one. One away. One ball, no strike. Barrow was hitless in four trips yesterday in the opening game in that great pitcher's duel. Roberts delivering, swinging. A twister behind third base, going into short left field, falling in there for a base hit. Rounding second, heading for third is Woodling. The throw goes into second base, and there are runners at first and third. Sisler made the throw towards second, and Woodling paused momentarily as he rounded the midway. He felt that Sisler might put a play on him, but Sisler looked directly towards second base to guard any possibility of Berra trying for two on a throw-in towards third. So, runners on at first and third, and this game now begins just a little bit differently than yesterday's did. That was not exactly a well-hit ball. It was a Texas leaguer into short left field. So Berra is on at first. Woodling is moved around a third. There is one man down, and the Yankee clipper, Joe DiMaggio, who was hitless in two official trips yesterday against right-hander Jim Constanti, steps in. Joe, you'll remember, was walked twice, swinging right-handed with a familiar open stance. Runners at first and third. The stretch, the pitch. Low for ball one, a curveball. Berra at first, Woodling at third. There are shadows about 15 feet in from the foul line along the first base line. A right-hander begins warming up in the Phil's bullpen. Roberts ready, delivering. Low outside on the curve for ball two. Roberts has not thrown too hard thus far. He is trying to throw away from the Yankees. Young Bubba Church, rookie right-hander, up from Toronto in the International League for 1-8 games as a recruit under Sawyer this season, is warming up for the Phillies in left field. No score. Top of the first. Yankees batting. One down, two on. And a 2-0 count on Joe DiMaggio. Right-hander Roberts in the slow stretch. Delivers. Strike one call. Fastball. That's the first true hard one that Robbie has delivered. We've had quite some discussion as to the strike zone differences in the National and American Leagues. And if you'll note, the umpires in the American League stand flush behind the plate. The National League umpires angle off according to the batter, right or left. 2-1. Big pitch, swinging, a foul. Back upstairs on the screen, out of play. Strike two. Several Yankee fans who came down for yesterday's opener remarked that the crowd was so pro-Philadelphia that even the fine performance of Racci might have gone unnoticed, but for the fact that those who appreciated the true essence of the struggle, the great duel which the Yankees won 1-0, might have been appreciated even more in another ballpark. But these Phillies fans are hot right now, and the Phillies, of course, are dragging one behind. 2-2. The square count pitch is a side armor, and it goes upstairs just under the base of the roof and falls into a lucky fan's palm along the first base line. He bobbled it for a moment. The crowd groaned in anguish, and then he held on. 2-2. Roberts now, you'll note, will go consistently to his right hand play. He has a lot of little nervous habits on the mound. And oddly enough, was taught those to help pace himself. He used to rush his delivery. Keep throwing hard all the time, and then would fire in later innings. 2-2. Runners at first and third lead off. Ready for the pitch. Throwing. Swinging a twister behind second base. Stoliak going back in short right field. Under. Grabs it. The runner at third tags up, but he doesn't score. The relay is cut off by Lakers. Woodling is caught off, but he's safe. He had a slide back into third base, head first. On a good cutoff maneuver by the Phil's inner defense, on which Goliath went back some 15 feet off the turtleback of the infield on the grass in short right center. He threw toward the plate, and Woodling, feeling that the ball would go all the way in, raced off about 15 to 20 feet down the third base line. Now, the first baseman guarding at the hill cut off the throw, but a bit of a delay prevented his throwing Woodling out. In other words, if Wakis would have thrown immediately toward Jones, Woodling would have been a gone gosling. But he was safe by inches on the throw from Wakis to Willie Jones at third base. So that means two men out now. Going out the second baseman, having engineered the second putout. And the batter is John Wise, swinging left-handed. Always dangerous up there. Went hitless yesterday, batting left-handed. Roberts delivers. Mize cuts a twisting pop to the left of the plate. Semenik throws away the mask, gets under, grabs it. Mize pops out for the catcher, Andy Semenik, and the Yankees are retired despite the threat. It was a foul pop with no runs, a pair of singles by Woodling and Yogi Berra, no field errors, and the aforementioned left arm. So, at the end of the Yankees' half of the first, visiting Philadelphia in the 1950 World Series. New York nothing, the Phillies nothing. Fumbles are costly in baseball, and in a manner of speaking, in shaving, too. For instance, dropping your razor is apt to knock it out of alignment and ruin its shaving performance. If this has happened to your razor, and you're having trouble shaving comfortably, by all means, get a Gillette Super Speed razor. In fact, men, unless you are using a modern Gillette one-piece razor such as this, you have no idea how convenient and refreshing shaving can be. The Gillette Super Speed razor gives you the best-looking, most comfortable shave the fellow can have. Also, it changes blades instantly, cleans instantly, and never jams or clogs. It comes in a handsome styrene travel case with a handy Gillette dispenser containing 10 factory-sharp Gillette blue blades. $1.75 I do for only a dollar. Ask for a Gillette Super Speed razor set at any convenient store. Well, some thrills on the top of the first. Leadoff man Woodling got one toward the shortstop for an infield hit. And then always troublesome hit and runner, Rizzuto, who's a fine butter, fouled out to Semenik. And Berra pumped one to left, Texas League style. DiMaggio popped out to Goliath, and only a slow relay prevented a double play. And then the big cat, John Rise, fouled out to the catcher. So we had a fairly thrilling first inning in which Roberts came to the fore, much in the manner of Cincinnati of the Phillies yesterday. Now Big Chief Allie Reynolds up on the mound, stalwart right-hander facing the leadoff man for the Phillies Lakers. Called strike one on the first pitch. Thrown about belt high on the inside corner. Waitkus was one of the three men to reach base off Racky yesterday. He drew a pass. Nothing one. Curve is good for a call strike two. Charlie Barry, who by birth is a Pennsylvanian and was a great football player at Lafayette, really wastes no time in calling those strikes down there. A majestic wave of his right arm. And it's strike two. Nothing and two. Pitch swinging. A ground ball slapped to Coleman at second. Up with it. Go to first in time. One away. Second to first to play. One down. Now Richie Ashburn. The plate umpire, incidentally, is not Berry. It is Bill McGowan, veteran Bill McGowan of the American League. Berry is out at second base, Bogart at first, and Jocko Conlon, who called him yesterday, and despite his injury, is out here again today as a third. Barlick and McKinley, baseline umpires. Here's Ashburn, batting left-handed. Reynolds throws him high around the chin, inside, ball one. Ashburn went hitless in four trips yesterday, and on the season in 1950, batted 303 for the Phillies. 1-0. Takes the strike. Fastball. The Yankee infield is no different than the way the National League plays Ashburn. It has moved in, particularly on the left side. They are always looking for the bunt, a possible bunt attempt by this fellow. So he shows he can run like the wind. 1-1. Pitching. Strike two calls. That was a beauty. You'll note that the early batters of the Phillies are taking. Reynolds, a great money pitcher, has been a true champion with the chips down. Into the motion now on 1-2. Delivering, swinging, a line drive, going foul in left field. We are told that Reynolds has so much natural stuff in his deliveries that he has had a tendency toward wildness in the past, and there's the reason why the take has been on so early. A ball to strike. One gone, nobody on. Last of the first, no score. Is it all moving in at shortstop? And now, the 1-2 pitch coming up. Throwing, swinging. A twisting foul to the left of the plate. Giving it a try. Berra getting under, but no. It falls into the stands just to our right. Now, therein is an important physical element in the construction of this ballpark. In foul territory, the upper stand seats jut out just so much that even if they were skimmed past the upper guard rail, the catcher would still have a fighting chance. But sometimes an unknowing fan will reach out and go for the souvenir on a ball that ostensibly might have been caught by the catcher. And there was another one. This went in, however. And, of course, the twisting foul before caught by Semenik was one. Again, 1-2. Outside, high. 2-2. Reynolds already has displayed a crackling curveball and an explosive fastball. He's the same type pitcher in the general category of Racky, who pitched so excellently yesterday. Even up, 2-2. The big one, swinging. A twister toward right center field. Moving in on the ball is Bauer. Running, 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 and falling down, drops the ball. Here's Ashburn, heading for second base. He's in there. They'll give him a double on that. Bauer made a great try for the shoestring. He ran for all he was worth to his own right. And the ball dropped in there off the heel of his glove, rolling away. He wasted no time regaining his balance and running for it. But of course, the fleet Ashburn had a stand-up double with ease. That is the first extra base hit in the World Series for the Phillies. at second base. On a humpback line double toward right center. And the batter is Dick Sisler, who, of course, you recall, was struck out for the final putout in yesterday's ball game. 0 for 4 in the World Series, batting left-handed. Reynolds throws him. Dick takes high and tries. For what? There was much made in the early part of the season in both leagues about the balk rule. I note that the American League knocked it off quickly, or at least didn't call it. And the National League eventually didn't call it as often as it had in the first month of the season. I make that point because Reynolds is a quick motion pitcher. He has a tremendous motion. 1-0, Ashburn leading off second. Outside. Ball two. The slow curve. Big Allie Reynolds. Campaigner, who originally was secured from Cleveland by the Yankees. The infield is shifted toward the right. Rizzuto is very close to the bag as a shortstop near second base. Coleman is deep in a second base hole, as is Mize at first. Brown orthodox. Reynolds in the slow stretch. 2-0. He pitches. A change outside. Ball three. Of course, the Phil crowd is rampant. They know that winning the first game is oh so important in a short series. And they feel that if their favorites could move into the stadium, even up, they could bring the series back to Chi Park. That remains to be seen, boys and girls. We've got a long ball game. This is the first inning. Ashburn, 15-foot lead off the bag, pitch to Sisler. Strike one called. The 3-0 in this instance was automatic. Take was on, of course, early in the game. Sawyer, the manager, coaching at third, and Dusty Cook, a former Yankee himself, coaching at first for the Phillies. 3-1, one strike out. The cripple coming up. Reynolds stretches, steps off, takes Ashburn back to the bag. And naturally, as most fans will do in any ballpark, jeeringly yell, balk. 3-1. Working. Pitching. Swinging, missing. Strike two. This fellow Sisler had his real awkward moment early in the season. You know, he broke into the trade as an outfielder in the minors, then was converted to a first baseman with the Cardinals. First base last year with the Phillies and left field this season. Full count. Now let's watch the runner. So first is open and there's one away. The big pitch. He swings and misses. He struck him out on a high fastball thrown inside, thrown tight. So Sisler, who was the final out via the strikeout route yesterday, went for a takeoff fastball that was really live and darting in there. And there were two gone for the Phillies in the last of the first. Now Del Ennis, the blacksmith, as his teammates call him, batting right-handed. He, like most of the other Phils and Yanks, went hitless yesterday. He had been up three times, and in the regular season, batted 313. Reynolds throws, Dell takes outside on a slow curve, ball one. Yogi Berra, who unquestionably did a masterful job in handling Rashi yesterday, thus far catching Reynolds in that good old-fashioned rocking chair. Impatiently leading off second base, the fleet Richie Ashburn with his double after Bauer's grand effort in an effort to shoot singers. 1-0. Pitching. Strike one ball. Overhand curve ball. Delivered at medium speed. Caught the letters on the inside. Outfield pulled toward the left. Infield deep toward the left. This fellow can really rocket the ball toward left and left center. And, of course, led the National League in RBIs with 126. The wind is blowing in slightly from left and left center. The pitch fouled off high on the roof along the first baseline. Strike two. New ball in play. Berra makes sure that his pitcher will take his good old time. And after getting the new ball from umpire McGowan, walks out in front of the plate and tosses it back to Big Alley. No score. Last of the first. Both teams now have presented a threat. The Yankees had two on, And the Phillies have had Ashburn on since one away. There were two gone now. And the count on Ennis, 1-2. Reynolds peers forward for the big sign. The big pitch coming up in the stretch. Throwing, swinging, a half swung on foul, going toward a photographer's deck to the right along the first baseline and out of play. Not that it means too much, but we know today that there have been more foul balls toward the stands than there were in yesterday's game. The temperature is about the same, but the sun has been out and blazoning the town all day long. It's a beautiful day for ball games. 1-2. Ennis, deep in the box, swinging impatiently. Reynolds set, delivering. A sidearm curve that never found its mark. It went way inside to square the count, even up at 2-2. You'll be hearing us talk about a similar pitch by Roberts this afternoon. It's a cross-up pitch. He came in sidearm, trying to drive him away. So it's 2-2. Two gone, and a man on at second. The right-hander set, throwing. High inside, ball three. Now for the second man in a row, Allie Reynolds has run the count full. The string has run out, and he pulled the string taut on Sisler by fanning Dick on a high inside fastball. He is 3-2 to Del Ennis, the Phil's leading slugger. With the runner in scoring position at second base and two gone. The big pitch. He throws. He swings and sends a chopping ground ball behind the mound. Coleman goes over on the grass, goes to first, in time. A good play and a long stretch by the big cat, John Mize. Remember now, Coleman had to make that throw flat-footed and more or less couldn't get full power behind it. But he threw him out by a stride and the side is retired. And it's going down second to first. So in the first frame for the Phillies, no runs, one hit, a double by Ashburn, no errors by the Yankees, and one man Ashburn left on. At the end of the first, the Yankees nothing, the Phillies nothing. Coleman had a run right behind the bag on that play, and but for the fact that Bauer witnessed the ball going off the heel of his glove and trying to shoestring Ashburn's hit to right center, that's just been about the outstanding play thus far. That's a through-the-middle hole. That's where they usually go for base hits. And when Ennis is at the dish powering that ball, there's a lot of spin on it. So credit Coleman with the fact that he was fairly close to the bag, but did make an excellent play. And Mize, who we talked with this morning about yesterday's fine play by Johnny Hopp, really put the inseam on that one. He stretched for all he was worth. He had low and soft. So, a scoreless first inning. And it looks like another dandy today. Both teams are peppery. The initial game nervousness, if there was any at all, seems to have worn off. Let's call it similar to heavyweight sparring for the first round. And the Yankees outpointing the Phillies by one yesterday. Now to the top of the second. And Bobby Brown, left-handed batter, who had the big double, standing in. Roberts' close curve is ball one. Brown's double, which skimmed inside the line, down toward left field, after Constanti had thrown a slider. As a matter of fact, Constanti was kind of amazed that the slider didn't fool Brown. Uses a choke grip, open stance, deep in the box. 1-0. Taking low. Ball two. Many Yanks fans have asked me about Roberts' speed. He's supposed to be capable of throwing one of the fastest balls in the game today. He was fastballing the opposition to death in the first quarter, and then as they got wiser, he changed a lot, curved a lot, and he hasn't thrown too many hard ones thus far. 2-0. Jones shallow at third on Brown. Pitch. Ball three. Too close. Behind Brown, the Yanks will offer up Hank Bauer, their snapping right fielder, and second baseman Gary Coleman. No one man in yesterday's game got more than one hit for himself, but Brown's double was the big blow in the fourth inning. He is now 3-0. Here he comes. Strike one called. Robbie had a bit of a wrinkle on that one. He complained, says Brown, about the call by McGowan. Three and one. No score, top of the second. First man up for the Yankees. Third baseman, Bobby Brown. Now the cripple pitch. swinging. A line drive towards center. Ashburn moving in. Gets it. The ball hung up as it was drilled toward left center field. And Ashburn caught it on a charge-in run. One away. Give it to the center fielder, Ashburn. Now Hank Bauer. His two fine catches in right field yesterday helped save the afternoon for the Yankees. One was off the bat, a shortstop hammer, and the other, pinch hitter Whitman. Many thought that Whitman's was going for the distance. Batting right-handed. The pitch to him. Swung on and up high along the third base line. Going foul. Jones falling for it. Under it. Squeezes it. Two gone. Not many pitches being wasted thus far, are there? Two men out. Roberts apparently is getting his fastball where he wants it. Or you'll find that if you're keeping score, Rizzuto, Mize, and Bauer have all fouled out. Jerry Coleman, slender second baseman, and perhaps one of the most underrated performers in the game today. He ran into a midseason slump but pulled out of it and has been a bulwark on defense. That's right-handed. Roberts goes. Coleman takes strike one call. Fastball. Speaking of fastballs, one of the finest in the game, Kurt Simmons was exhibiting his today. He's on 10-day leave, you know, from the Army and witnessing the World Series. Ineligible for play, of course. Nothing in one. Throwing high and wide. Ball one. Coleman uses a choke grip. The throwback, of course, to the old days. And a lot of Yankee fans, of course, wondered when these fellas first came up. They usually hit that long ball, dug in, held the bat long. Straightaway hitter. 1-1. Strike two called. A letter high, outside corner fastball. Many fans in San Francisco, California today, rooting on a couple of their favorites for the Yankees, Brown and Coleman, who's up there right now. You might call Coleman a left-handed type Brown hitter. 1-2. Side on pitch. Fouled off. Just beyond the screen to the right, along the first baseline, and on the play, Coleman lost his bat. Of course, number one Frisco citizen in baseball, San Francisco that is, pardon me, Mr. DiMaggio. I don't know whether he would be the mayor and Dominic would be the assistant mayor, but Dominic had a great season with the Red Sox. 1-2. Two gone. Side on pitch. Wide. The ball two. Mel and I were talking about that side on delivery of Roberts just before the game. He invariably uses it on nothing and two count and just began mastering it at the end of the season. It has a bit of a wrinkle on it. Tries to throw the hitter off. Square count pitch. Taken high around the eyes. Inside. Ball three. 3-2. Of course, field fans will tell you this. After Roberts' tremendous performance against the Dodgers on Sunday, wherein the Phils clinched the pennant, they couldn't expect much more from the chunky right-hander. 3-2. Full count. String runs out. He throws. He takes ball four. He was about to bite, had a notion, checked himself, and Coleman takes the walk. So, in the ball game, the first base on ball. Logan Stanley passed four yesterday. The Yankees will tell you that his control wasn't that bad. One of the four pieces of free transportation was intentional to DiMaggio in the third, and he gave up two to Woodling and another one to Joe. Now Allie Reynolds, batting right-handed. As a hitter in the season, was 185, 15 for 81. Pitch to him. Line toward right, in there for a base hit, maybe more. Ennis running toward the line. Reynolds satisfied with a single, but easily camped at third is Jerry Coleman. He backed away to hit to right and pulled it on a line to right. Ennis had to run well to the line to prevent Reynolds from going any further. That is a third New York hit. There is no score. This was the top of the second, but the Yankees, for the second inning running, have two men on at first and third. Coleman on the bag at third for the moment. Reynolds doesn't call for his warm-up jacket, though it's kind of chilly. And leadoff man Woodling, who got the first hit as leadoff man in the first inning. running left-handed. Swings on the curve. There's a zippering foul to the upper stand in right field. That was really pulled, and it didn't go foul by very much. As a matter of fact, was hit with such viciousness that it zipped off a fan's body out there and went over into 20th Street here in Philadelphia. That's right field territory. That was about as close for a home run as you'll find thus far in this series. Long strike one. Runners on at first and third. Two gone. Bobbitt, slow stretch. Delivering. Ball one. Too high. Fastball. Woodling is played chipped left in the outfield. Sisler in left is moved ahead of the patch that is created by left fielders in both leagues, you see. This is originally the Philadelphia American League Park. 1-1. Pitching. Swinging a twisting foul right below our Gillette microphone. Strike two. We're about three decks up, and I should say a good 75 feet in the air, looking down upon this classic. Reynolds on at first with a single, and he in turn moved Coleman around a third after Jerry had walked on 3-2 pitch with two men down. No score. Top of the second. 1-2 the count. Robert stretches, delivers. Way high and inside. Ball two.
And there again, Roberts goes to his pants legs. First the left, then the right. Brushing off his palm all the while. Even up. 2-2. Delivering, swinging, a ground ball hit to deep short. Throw to second, not in time, the run scores. It goes as a single, and the Yankees lead 1-0. So, early in the game, Woodling is the batting hero. This single was very similar to the first one he got, except that the ball stayed in the air longer and finally dipped down on deep shortstop turf. Jones leaped in front of the ball, partially blocking the view of Hamner, who had no play at first, for the ball was too deep for him. He leaped in the air, as a quarterback will when he passes a football, and threw toward Goliad at second, but it was too late, and the run came across. Woodling at first, Reynolds at second. The Yankees lead 1-0. And the batter, Phil Rizzuto, 0-1. Roberts delivers. Phil takes outside, ball one. On this fellow, you've got to really thread the needle. There just isn't much to throw to. And he stands well away from the plate to even cross you up more when you're on that mound. 1-0. The pitch. Slow curve outside, ball two. Now, the hurry call goes to the bullpen. And again, Church of the Phillies starts warming up. Two ball, no strike count. Two men gone. The Yankees still have runners at first and second. Woodling at first. Reynolds at second. Two gone. All of this has happened with two men away. Top of the second. 1-0 Yankees. Roberts set now. Delivering. Strike one ball. Flipping fastball. Quite a high. 2-1. Woodling gets the first RBI of the game, of course, on that single of his. 2-1 count to Rizzuto. The pitch. Backed away by ball three. Fast in around the chin. Now, 3-1. Runners lead off. Roberts set for the big one. Delivers, swinging a high fly, lifted to short center field. Ashburn moving in under the ball, takes his time, grabs for the putout, and the Yankees are retired as Rizzuto flies out to short center. So, in the second for New York, the first run of the game on a walk to Coleman and singles to Reynolds and Woodling, the latter batting home the run. No errors by the Phillies and two Yankees left on. 1.5 innings. New York 1, the Phillies nothing. Mickey Vernon, stylish first baseman for the Washington Senators, tells me that he sees more ball players using Gillette Blue Blades than all other kinds put together. Now, how do you account for that, Mickey?
I'd say it's because Gillette Blue Blades outshave other blades.
You mean they give easier, better-looking shaves?
Yes, and last longer, too.
Any other reason?
They never let you down. No matter where you buy a package, every blade is sharp and easy shaving.
Fans, ask for Gillette Blue Blades in the modern Gillette dispenser. This handy magazine zips them out unwrapped, ready for use, and has a built-in compartment for the safe disposal of used blades. You pay just the price of the blades alone. 49 cents for 10, 98 cents for 20. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades for the sharpest edges ever honed. For the first half of the second inning, both teams have threatened. Both teams have already shown that they're going to hit the ball perhaps a little bit better than they did yesterday. And as Willie Jones prepares to step in, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Today, the Coleman-Woodling combination has helped score the first New York run. Here is Willie Jones, who got one of the hits yesterday. He takes a fast strike one. He and Semenik got one hit apiece off Big Rashi, and it came in the same inning, the fifth. And the other man to reach base, of course, was Wakis on a walk. Big windup, alley throws, wide and high on a medium curveball. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Last of the second, Jones to be followed by shortstop Granny Hammer and catcher Andy Semenik. Jones deep in the box with an open stance. A big six-footer for North Carolina. 1-1. Swinging, missing. Strike two. Of course, every batter will tell you he likes to hit a fastball. But the way Mr. Rashi and Mr. Reynolds have pumped them in there in the last couple of days, they must be faster than fast. 1-2, throwing, swinging, a slow hit foul bounced off the plate to the left. He changed on Jones and put a wrinkle on it. It's still 1-2. New ball in play. Big number 22, Allie Reynolds. His effectiveness increased in leaps and bounds after he changed scenery several seasons ago. The big chief was with the Indians. Jim Turner helped him, pitching coach of the Yanks, and of course the new skipper, Casey Stengel. Now ready for 1-2, pitching to Willie Jones. Swinging, a foul. Upstairs, way over the roof, along the first baseline and out of play. Mera walks out slowly, as he characteristically does, and whips the ball back to the mound. Score 1-0, the Yankees over the Phils. And of course, that was the final tally in the opener here yesterday. The series moves on to the stadium in New York tomorrow for a possible three games. One ball, two strikes. Outfield pulled to the left on Jones. Reynolds set. Kicks, delivers. Strike three. What a curveball that was. That thing came up there just as big as a grapefruit and dipped away. And Jones took it for a called strike three. One down and the second strikeout of the ball game registered by Allie Reynolds. I had to ask Mel about that curveball. That looked almost as good as a Constanti slider, Mel. Here's Granny Hammer.
I'll tell you one thing. He's got one of the best curveballs in the American League.
Here's Hammer. High inside. He proved it that time, Mel. But Jones is supposed to be a very good curveball hitter. One ball, no strike count on Hammer. He went hitless yesterday, batting right-handed. Ball two is a crossfire pitch thrown overhand, missing outside. Granny from Richmond, Virginia, went 0 for 3 yesterday. 23-year-old right-handed batting shortstop. 2-0. One down, nobody on. Last of the second, Yankees lead 1-0. In the motion, firing, swinging. A line drive to right center field. In there for a base hit, maybe more. Hammer rounding first base, heading for second. DiMaggio's catching up with the ball near the wall in right center, and Hammer's going to try for three. The relay gets away from Coleman, and he's in there. That'll go as a three-base hit. The ball
was hit on a dead line, 390 feet away from home plate, to where the scoreboard is here at Shy Park. DiMaggio played it off the boards, and his relay got away from Coleman. But then, while the ball was in midair from center field to the second baseman, Coleman, who was out on the grass some 30 feet, Hamner decided to try for three and slid in safely with plenty of room to spare. That is the longest extra base hit thus far early in the World Series. So the Phils have posted a runner at third. Incidentally, that's the furthest any Phil runner has gotten in the series. The single yesterday netted a man at second. Jones after Semenik at single. Here is Semenik, who got one of the two hits, swinging a foul. Back on the screen. The Phils ball club, which had not been known as a heavy offensive type team, finally witnesses the fact that they too will join in the festivities. The Yankees lead 1-0, but of course the tying run is on a third with one man out. Jones called out on strikes. Hamner, hands on hips, put or two off the bag. Reynolds into the full motion, throwing, swinging, missing. Strike two. This, of course, is the key man. A low percentage hitter is coming up next, Goliath. On the season, Semenik had hit 288 for 1950 with 24 home runs. Infield, a play at the plate. Reynolds takes a lot of time. He's ahead. One down. In the move. Pitching. Inside low on a whipping fastball. Ball one. Allie really pumped through the hard one that time. Outfield. Shifted left. Semenik, long ball hitter. Wind right now blowing in from left field. Semenik, right-handed batter. One and two. The pitch, high. Ball two. The ball almost got away from chunky Yogi Berra. Only stretches 5 feet, 8.5 inches high. So he had to climb the ladder for that one. It was a curve that never cut off. Blowing away from a right-handed batter. And Semenik had a duck under it. S-E-M-I-N-I-C-K. Semenik. Even up, two ball, two strike count. Runner at third, Hamner on his triple, one down. Now the big pitch, swinging a foul. Upstairs, right behind the plate and out of play. Still two and two. So Berra rips up the new ball and whips it out to Big Reynolds. Most of Oklahoma, I should imagine, today is trying to root this big fella home. He goes to the rosin. Last of the second. Phils have a threat going here with a runner at third and one down. Semenik and Reynolds in a big battle. Two and two. Series of foul balls. Crowd starts its rhythmic applause in the background, pounding feet upon concrete. Reynolds takes time to nod on the sign. In the big motion. The pitch. High. Ball three. Got a change up on that one. It's a curveball. And again, it blew up just as the previous pitch had. Three ball, two strike count. Allie Reynolds paws around at the rubber a little bit. Big pitch now. The third man he's run full count on. Hamner leading off third. Infield still shallow, right behind the grass. In the windup, throwing, swinging, a long fly ball. He's going left field. It is foul. Foul. That was hit with all the power in Semenik's compact body. And for a moment, gave the fans a tremendous thrill here. There have not been any home runs thus far. But it blew off some 20 feet foul to the upper deck in left field. Semenik has an odd way of hitting the long ball. He'll back up just a bit on the pitch. But he has such tremendous power in the trunk of his body that he's called the Little Atlas of the National League. So, it's still 3-2. That's about the closest to the home run the Phils have had. Reynolds shakes off once, twice. Nods on the third. Again, 3-2 pitch. swinging. A ground ball slapped to Coleman. He checks the runner at third, throws to first for the putout. And Hamner has to hold. Nobody scores. So, the first time on the 3-2, apparently Reynolds had thrown something fat. The second time, he got Semenik to go for a high outside pitch, forcing Andy to chop out to Coleman at second base. Holding the runner at third, and still two down. So Mike Golia, who put in a bid with a long ball yesterday, sending Woodling back to the gravel protectory in left field, about 5 to 7 feet shy for the distance. The young second baseman of the Phillies was 0 for 3 in the first game. Yet with a runner at third and two gone. A long second inning. The Yankees leading 1-0. Goliath batting right-handed. Swinging. A line drive towards center. DiMaggio moving in. Hunter makes it. The inning is over. Reynolds comes to the fore with the chips down and leaves the runner stranded at third. Final out to DiMaggio in center. For the Phillies, no runs, one hit, a big triple by Hamner. No errors by New York, and Hamner left stranded at third. At the end of two, New York, one run, four hits, no errors, four left. The Phillies, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two men left on. The hitters today are not exactly having a field day, but they are giving evidence of meeting the ball more solidly. The soaring line drives, either for putouts or fouls, such as was the case once with Woodling in right and Semenik in left, have been hitting that ball crisply. We have representatives during the World Series that you ordinarily wouldn't see at any other sports classic. I know today Mel and myself were talking with President Tommy Richardson of Clarence Rowland, who at one time was a manager and an umpire in the Major Leagues and is now president of the Pacific Coast League, and who naturally is anxious at some time in the future to have his circuit in the Major Leagues. Many of the men today were talking about the predictions made recently in a magazine article by Branch Rickey about there being as many as four major leagues. But right now, the World Series is two leagues, and these two teams battle it out here on the diamond. Here is Yogi Berra, top of the third, swings hard and gets a foul ticked off on the umpire's chest protector. Strike one. The only bullpen activity thus far in the game was on the part of Sawyer Spills. He had rookie Church warming up when Roberts was having a bit of difficulty early in the play. Nothing in one. Berra has one for one, a single to left. The change is low before the plate. Ball one. One to one. His team seem looser now, a bit more relaxed than they ordinarily are. Pitching a bit high and wide. Ball two. Many men will insist the American League strike zone is shorter than the National League. And it goes the other way, too. Two and one. Swinging a foul. Invariably, the American League has, it seems, stronger power-hitting teams like the Red Sox, the Yankees, Tigers, and Cleveland. Two and two. First man up, top of the third. Yankees leading, 1-0. Robert set. Delivering. Swinging, missing. Struck him out. Fastball. And the first strikeout in the game, chopped up by young Robin Roberts. I noticed that Mel made an interesting note about Vic Rashi coming from Springfield, Massachusetts, where a famed piece of arms originated. And yet, during the season, they've referred constantly to Roberts as the Springfield Rifle. So those in Massachusetts, I feel no offense, because Mr. Roberts is from Springfield, Illinois. So those in Massachusetts, I feel no offense, because Mr. Roberts is from Springfield, Illinois. Here is Joe DiMaggio. Mr. Roberts, on the mound, facing Joe, 0 for 1. Swinging, missing, strike one. Even when he misses that, DiMaggio looks good down there. There's just one DiMaggio. Joe DiMaggio, that is. Nothing in one. Backed away by an inside fastball. Ball one. Big number five. Ninth World Series. 0
for 2 yesterday. Joe was walked twice, you'll recall, once intentionally. Now the 1-1 pitch, Roberts throws. Changeup, popped high behind second base. Goliath at second base, going back 30 feet under it, grabs it. 2 up, 2 down, top of the third. Score, New York 1, the Phillies nothing. And a game that seems to have a little bit more pepper and dash than yesterday's contest. For the supremacy of the opposing pitchers, Rashi of New York and Constanti of the Phillies was the big story. Second time DiMaggio's popped out to second. Now Mize, who fouled out to Semenik, the catcher. Strike one called. Inside fastball. Big left-handed swinger, this fella, from Demarest, Georgia. Two pumps by Roberts. In the motion, throwing. Inside, high. 1-1, threw him tight. And I noticed that throughout the series thus far, they have thrown this tremendous pull hitter very tight. Inside, 1-1. The pitch, swinging. A twister toward right field. Then it's moving in, can't get it. Base hit. A one-hopping single to right by Johnny Mize for his first base hit of the 1950 World Series. And the fifth, Yankee Dingle. Woodling has 2, Mize has 1, and Reynolds has 1. Now Bobby Rout, who flied to center in the second inning in his previous trip. Left-handed batter. Deep in the box. Roberts in the stretch. Throwing. Strike one call. Got the outside corner just above the brown knees. One man on. The Yankees have had base runners in every frame. Have been no errors. Either hits or walks. Nothing in one. Slow stretch by Robin Roberts. Checking. Throwing. Swinging on a foul. Back on the screen. Strike 2. Threw him high. Brown is played almost the same way that Ashburn of the Phillies is played. They move in on him in left and center. The right fielder stays flush. Playing him straight away. Score 1-0. New York. Top of the third. Crowd just seems a little bit more pepped up today for some reason or other. Might be the weather. And, of course, a lot of it has to do with the ball game right now. 0-2 on Brown. 2 gone. Mize leading off first. Roberts pitching. Inside at the toes. Ball 1. Curveball. Although the fills were blanked, after Hammer had tripled with one away, I noticed their infield pepper and dash out there and a constant chatter a little bit higher than yesterday. Same thing goes for the Yankees. 1-2. Pitch, swinging. A twister, a foul. Upper stand, short left field. Still 1-2. New ball in play. Semenik, who finished the regular National League season with a bad ankle, told me today that his ankle feels better now than it has for the past 10 days. Though it is still heavily taped by the Phillies trainer, Frank Wiechek. 1-2. 2 gone. 1 on. Facing Brown. Roberts throws. Change is low inside. 2-2. The progress of this game, as you've already noted, I'm sure, is much slower than yesterday. There have been more runners on. The Yankees have picked up 5 hits with a walk thrown in. The Phillies have 2 hits. This is the top of the third. Even up, 2-2. Big pitch. Taken outside. Ball 3. Brown had to have a sharp pair of eyes for that one. He was about to cut. And he'll go for that outside pitch, you know. He hits to left field invariably. As he did yesterday with his double. Full count. So watch Mize. He'll be breaking with 2 down. 3-2 pitch. Swung on. Hit well toward deep center. But Ashburn moves back with the room, the time, and grabs it. Third out. Brown flies to deep center. Third inning for New York. No runs. A single to right by Johnny Mize. No fields errors. And Mize left on. 2.5 innings. The New York Yankees 1. The Philadelphia Phillies nothing. When Mickey Vernon of the Washington Senators was on the air, he said that no matter where he buys them, Gillette Blue Blades are always sharp and easy shaving. Many a globetrotter has said the same thing. Bring them back alive, Frank Buck once asserted. Gillette Blue Blades are head and shoulders above all others in quality. They're always equally sharp and smooth shaving, whether I buy them in New York, Calcutta, or some native trading post in a Malayan jungle. Men, ask for Gillette Blue Blades in the modern Gillette dispenser. It deals them out unwrapped and has a handy built-in compartment for the safe disposal of used blades. You get 20 blades, 40 shaving edges for 98 cents. 10 blades for 49 cents. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades for the sharpest edges ever hauled. Roberts receives an accolade from the Philadelphia audience here. As we told you, it's just a bit larger than it was yesterday. I'm quite certain that we'll have at least 31 or 32,000 registered by the time our broadcast is over. Robin Roberts, batting left-handed. Reynolds set to work on him, throws high inside and knocks him down, ball one. Roberts got a key hit in the final victory over the Dodgers. And season-long, he was 12 for 102, mark of 118. Batted home, six runs. He bats left-handed, though throwing right. 1-0. Strike one call. Let a high fastball. Uses a very wide-open stance. Set to go. Pitching. Swinging, missing. Strike two. Nobody out, nobody on. Last of the third, the Phillies at bat. Yankees leading 1-0. They play Robbie straight away toward left. Infield orthodox. Big shadow now and cans along the first base line. 1-2. Reynolds delivers. Robert swings and misses. Struck him out. And for Big Alley, number three in the ballgame. We have an apology to make. Charlie Berry is not from Pennsylvania. He went to college and played football there and baseball there. He, my friends, is from Phillipsburg, New Jersey, because the folks in Phillipsburg have let us know about it. So we tip our hat to Phillipsburg. And a lot of fans, of course, from New Jersey are over here today. Here's Eddie Wakis.
Gene, New Jersey's not far from Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Mel Allen. Eddie Wakis takes ball strike one. Bounced out. Second baseman Coleman at first, back in the first inning, 0-1. Hitless in the series, been on once with a walk. Nothing in one. Batting left-handed. Straightaway hitter. Reynolds pitches hard. Eddie swings. Line drive toward right. Fair ball. Right out of the line. Rolling to the bullpen. Lake is rounding first. Heading for second base. And he is held up by Sawyer at second. Rizzuto made a great fake. And for a moment, Wake has thought that Phil had the ball as the relay came in slowly from right fielder Barr via second baseman Coleman. It was right on the chalk mark. And that time, the baseline umpire certainly came in handy for either side. Al Barley. And there was a new mode, you see, in umpiring set up just a couple of seasons ago. For that ball was inches from being fouled. A double to the right field bullpen with one out. The Phillies have three hits and they have all been for extra bases. And Ashburn, who had the first one, a double to right center, on which Bauer missed the shoestring, is up there now with one down and a man on second. The strike is taken. A fastball on the outside corner. That was right on the line, that double. Yankees leading 1-0. And again, the Phillies pose a threat for the third straight time. Nothing one count on Ashburn. Brown moving in at third, swinging a foul. Strike two. That ball went smack dab right back toward the photographers. Might have had some lenses broken down there. The outfielder in right, Bauer, has been motioned in by the Yankee bench, headed by Mr. Stengel, the skipper. And they are playing Ashburn as if they would be playing a straightaway right-handed hitter. Although they are pushed to left, and Woodling, particularly in left, is very, very shallow. No ball, two strike count on Richie Ashcraft. Reynolds takes a lot of time. He's set now for the next pitch. Delivers a very high pitch. And Vera made a great leap for it to bring it down. Else Wakis easily would have moved on to third base. Now that's the changeup that Reynolds has been having difficulty with. It has gone very high. And apparently his wrist is snapping just a bit late when he attempts to put the wrinkle on it. One and two. Wakis on at second base. One fill out. Last of the third, Yankees leading one to nothing. One and two pitch. High and wide to Ashburn for ball two. Stella has picked up a lot of nicknames among his teammates. Cornhusker Express, Putt-Putt, because of his running in the outfield. Toehead, Whitey. And Rick, though his right name is Richie. Two and two. Square count. Reynolds set, throws. Richie swings a twisting top fly left of the plate. Vera going under it, waiting, grabs it. He's out. That was right near the stands, and again, we had to take our Gillette microphone and lean on over. We are up so high, you see, that a portion of the field right below this deck is obliterated. Two gone. A foul to the catcher, and those boys have been busy bees today, Vera and Semenik. Yogi went after one before and couldn't quite make it, and he's had two of them. Two gone, runner on at second. Reynolds has been supreme with runners on in scoring position. And now, the threat he must get out of there is Sisler, who he got on strikes swinging on a full count fastball in the first inning. Sisler batting left-handed. Change high and wide, ball one, let-up pitch. At midseason, the changeups are giving Sisler a lot of trouble. Phil Sawyer worked on a little bit, and he started what Eddie calls giving the opposition a battle. Staying alive. 1-0. Overhand darting curve way inside at the ankles. Ball two. At second base, Wakis. Two men out. Last of the third. Wakis having doubled right on the line in right field. Takes a lot of time now. Ready? Pitching. Swinging. Missing. Fastball has gotten Sisler so far. Rashi yesterday. And Reynolds is today. Matter of fact, Dick went down twice yesterday. And once today on strikes. Two balls, one strike. Two gone. One on. Score 1-0 New York, last of the third. Very interesting ball game today. A lot of action, a lot of thrills. In the stretch, Reynolds delivers. Ball three, the curve missed the inside corner by a foot. 3-1. We have had home run bids twice today, once by Woodling and once by Semenik. Otherwise, the Phils have done the extra base hitting. Ashburn and Wakis doubles and a triple by Hammer. 3-1. Swinging and getting a foul. Back on the screen behind the plate. Full count, 3-2. Now for the second time in a row, Reynolds and Sisler in that battle. Pitcher versus hitter. 3-2. This fellow doesn't have a long swing, but he has great wrists, which are partially impaired, the right one, because of a recent injury. But he's taken a pretty healthy cut down there. 3-2. Reynolds, take a lot of time. Ashburn leads over. In the stretch, the big pitch, swinging, a slow hit ground ball towards second. Coleman up with it, throw to first. In time, the side's retired. And again, Allie Reynolds comes to the fore with runners on beyond first and retires the side without a score. In the third inning for the Phillies, no runs, a one-out double by Eddie Wakis, no errors by the Yankees, and Wakis left standard at second. Three innings. The Yankees won, the Phillies nothing. Now, 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Shy Park in the Quaker City of Philadelphia with Mel Allen and Al Helfer. This is Gene Kelly on the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports. The 1950 World Series, moving into the top of the fourth inning of the second game. The Yankees won yesterday 1-0. And the one run in the ball game was scored by New York in the second inning, when with two out, a pass to Jerry Coleman, the Yanks second baseman, a surprise right field single by Allie Reynolds, and another single by Gene Woodley, the shortstop, on which Hamner couldn't make a play, scored the one run. Both pitchers have been hit well, if not frequently, though Roberts has given up five hits. And the three hits by the Phils or Reynolds have been for the distance, or extra bases at least, Ashburn's and Wakis's doubles, and a triple by Hamner. Now, oddly enough, those hits came with one out, so that Reynolds had to call upon his reserve to pitch well and get out of an inning. Now, in the top of the fourth inning, Hank Bauer, who fouled out the third in his first trip, batting right-handed, cuts and sends a foul back upstairs. On the screen, strike one. This fellow is a swashbuckling type ball player. He's the kind of ball player that you'd like to have around your house. Nothing in one. Change is wide, the ball one. He tries. He's hustling all the time, and he gave evidence of that even when he missed the shoestring on Ashburn's double. 1-1. Roberts pitching. Close for ball two. We first had the opportunity of watching Hank out in Kansas City a couple of seasons ago. And the Yankees wasted no time in his second full season with the Blues in recalling him up with big Cliff Mapes, who he alternates with occasionally in the outfield. 2-1. Curve is wide. Ball three. Now you'll note that in each inning so far, Roberts has either run behind the first man up or else has given up a hit. This is the top of the fourth. 3-1. Swinging. A lazy pop fly going toward the shortstop post. Hamner under it and takes it. Hamner affects a Moranville-type vest pocket. Remember the immortal rabbit from Moranville. Tiny fella that used to put his glove and his hand together right around the belt buckle. And he used to hang him on there for the putout. That's just what Hamner did. One away. Jerry Coleman. The one walk given up by Roberts. And a very, very important one for New York. Jerry has scored the one run in the game. Batting right-handed. Leans in and sends a lofter toward left center field. It's in there for a base hit. It gets away from Ashburn. Backed up by Sisler, moving into second. Coleman. He overran the ball. And they're giving him a double on it. Ashburn charged onto the ball. And in trying to glove it, it skimmed over his left shoulder. Fortunately for the Phillies, Sisler was backing up. Nevertheless, Coleman essayed too easily. Stand up. A double. First extra base hit of the game for New York. Runner on at second, one down. Allie Reynolds. And the second extra base hit of the series for New York. Browns double yesterday. This Coleman likes his doubles. That's his fourth in World Series competition. Now with a runner at second, the batter is Allie Reynolds, who singled in the second. Strike one. Let's call that a call strike because Allie didn't take a full cut. The umpires will tell you the intent is what matters when they half swing down there. He didn't take a real full cut. Strike one. Man on second for New York. One man out and the score. The Yankees won, the Phillies nothing. Roberts in the slow stretch. The right-hander fires. Curve just misses outside and low. Ball one. It was a well-conceived pitch, but just missed the strike zone. One-on-one. Stretching. Ticking. Delivering. Strike two called. Curve caught the corner. Of the six hits that Jerry Coleman has now picked up in World Series play, four of them have been doubled, so he's a man to watch, having been at bat 25 times. One ball, two strike count on Reynolds. Even the box. Roberts delivers. Allie takes outside. Ball two. 2-2. It's a game that has a similar score of yesterday's game, but the complexion of it is entirely different. There have been runners on for New York in every inning now, as well as for the Phillies. Even up, 2-2. Big Robbie tugging on the cap, brushing his jersey, going to the pants leg. Now ready to work. 7 out of the crouch, the target set. The check, the pitch. Ball three, low and away. Now, of course, with Reynolds up there having singled sharply to right in the second inning, Roberts naturally is pitching like there are nine hitters in that batting order. And, well, he might. So he grew overcautious and in throwing a bait pitch up there was low and wide. So the full count is on. Leading off second, long lead, Coleman. Pitch wide for ball four. He lost it. Second pass by Roberts. Now, invariably, in a series such as this, the base on balls is a big troublemaker. Though Roberts was highly effective in becoming the first 20-game winner for the Phillies since Grover Cleveland Alexander did it in 1917 with 30 games, he has gotten himself in consistent hot water. He has had one bad inning. More often than not. Again, young Bubba Church warms up for the Phillies in left field, a right-hander. There are two Yankees on, Coleman at second, Reynolds at first, and the batter is Gene Woodling, who is 2-for-2 with a big RBI, batting left-handed. Pitching, strike one call, tight fastball. Woodling's singles have been toward the hole between short and third, but not quite through it. Hamner fielding the ball two times, but no play. Nothing in one. Reynolds now uses the warm-up jacket, by the way. It's getting cool. Nothing in one. Ready? The pitch. Swing. A high fly going foul toward left field. Sisler moving over, giving it a try near the stands. Catches it. Moving out there and fielding off from his shortstop position was Granville Hamner. And he was ready if Sisler would go off balance on the fly to grab the ball. Hamner has the best throwing arm on the team. So that Coleman held on at second base. A foul fly grabbed in left by Dick Sisler. Two down and two on. Score, New York 1, the Phillies nothing. Top of the fourth. The Gillette Safety Racing Company, your host today from Shy Park in Philadelphia. Now, Scooter Rizzuto, Little Phil, 0-2. Here, foul out. There's a throw to second, and the runner is back in time. Goliath, game over. That's a dangerous throw. Boy, you've got to make that one accurate. There's nobody backing you up. Gets away, and runner goes. Pitch fouled off by Phil. Strike one. Scooter fouled out to Semenik, the catcher, in the first, and flied lazily to center field for the third out in the second, 0-2. In the series now, all told, he is 1-for-5. He got his single yesterday. Tiny right-handed batter. Jockey size. Nothing in one. Two men on, two gone. The stretch by Roberts, the pitch, the swing, a line drive to right, hanging up, and it's happened. Rizzuto stepped back from the pitch and tried to punch it to right, and well, he did, but it hung up, and Ennis grabbed it for the final out. In the fourth inning, with pitching in the clutch more than anything else today, with runners on, no runs, a double by Coleman, a walk thrown in, no errors by the Phillies, and two Yankees left on. 3 1/2 innings. The New York Yankees won, the Phillies nothing. Fans, with a Gillette Super Speed Razor, shaving is a refreshing experience. And far more convenient than ever before. You ease off tough whiskers, clean as a whistle, in no time at all. The Gillette Super Speed Razor changes blades instantly, never jams or clogs, and rinses clean presto. It's a precision instrument, not a gadget. There's nothing to take apart or put together. Nothing to waste your time or try your patience. Twist, the razor opens. Zip, it's loaded. Twist again, and you're ready for the easiest, smoothest shave possible. Ask for a Gillette Super Speed Razor and see what real shaving ease and convenience are like. You get it in a handsome, serviceable styrene travel case with a 10-blade Gillette dispenser. A big $1.75 value for only a dollar. Believe me, man, this Gillette Super Speed Razor set is a beauty and a bargain. Set to go. Last half of the fourth inning. This, of course, is the big pivotal game. The opening game, naturally, has tremendous psychological advantages. But you see, if the Yankees win this one, that's a two-game margin to work on in their own park, starting tomorrow at the stadium in the Bronx in New York. If the Phillies win, well, they're still down from the home stand percentage standpoint because they play in a foreign park, though they have been a good road club. Now, Del Ennis, who, with a runner on at second and two gone in the first, grounded out to Coleman, second baseman, 0-for-1. Del hitless in the series thus far, batting right-handed. Reynolds set to work. Punch, strike one. Boy, he's got a quick motion out there. He reminds us much of Jim Hearn, a very effective right-hander secured by DeRocher from the Cardinals. A very deceptive motion. And he backs it up with a darting fastball and a sharp breaking hook. Nothing in one. Wide of the plate for ball. Low and outside. Outfield on Ennis. Sees DiMaggio pretty deep in left center, but he isn't concentrated as sharply as most other center fielders ordinarily are on Ennis. However, Woodling in left is deep. One and one. Pitching. Swinging. Missing. High fastball. Has complained today. We're talking about Rashi's pitching, and Dell is the author of some articles at a Philadelphia newspaper. Said he looked good. I thought I could hit him, but he wouldn't bring that ball in on me. And right now, that's what Reynolds is doing to him. That is still keeping the ball away. One and two. Score, New York one. The Phillies nothing. Last of the fourth. Nobody on, nobody out. The big 1-2 pitch. Reynolds delivers. He swings and misses. He struck him out. Oddly enough, the fellows from whom you don't expect a long ball have hit it today, or at least the extra base for the Phillies, Wakers and Ashburn, who are two straightaway types, as is Hamner. He has the triple. That's the fourth Reynolds strikeout. One down. You got a big man out of there, too. Here's Jones, who struck out in the second. Inside on a slow curve, ball one. Jonesy was called out on one of the most dazzling curves you'll ever want to see in a World Series. One and all. Third baseman Jones, deep in the box. Swinging a high, lazy pop fly in the infield. Calling for it. Johnny Mize under it and grabs it 15 feet off the bag. Just parallel to it. One away. Therein seems to lie Reynolds' secret. He's gotten the big men out of there. Notice that with one out in the first, Ashburn double, but he got Sisla on strikes and Ennis on a lazy ground ball. In the second, he got Jones out of there, a long ball hitter on strikes. Hamner tripled, but he got Semenik, another long ball swinger, and Goliath. And now he has Ennis and Jones out of there as he faces Hamner, who tripled. Two down. Score 1-0. New York, last half of the fourth. Fields batting. Wide and low to Hamner, ball one. Hamner's triple. Sword right below the scoreboard in right center field. That was his first trip up there. 1-for-1. One ball, no strikes. Pitching. Sidearm curve, misses outside. We might point out that Berra has done a remarkable job today. Reynolds is a bit wilder than Rashi was yesterday. But he's climbed up on the ladder a couple of times, bring down some real wild pitches, particularly with runners on. 2-0 count to Granny Hamner, working carefully on this fellow who belted the triple. The pitch, high, inside, ball three. 3-0. He was 2-0 on Hamner last time. Now the 3-0 pitch is low for ball four. Semenik. And the crowd's imagination is whetted a bit because this fella really hit the ball, although foul, to left field last time. The Yankees lead by one lone run. That's Reynolds' first pass. Roberts has two. But Alley has fanned four. Now he faces Semenik. I think Mel will agree with me that this fellow has one of the oddest stances he's ever seen. The throwback to Al Simmons' famous bucket stance. Swings and misses. Went for the high outside fastball. It's actually a tick, but Barra held on. Strike one. On it first. Randy Hamner. Both teams have put runners on in every inning. Nothing in one count. Allie Reynolds delivering. Swinging a foul. Threw him tight. Got it off the handle. Back up on the screen. Strike two. Well, the Phillies have a man on for the fourth straight inning. He has not hit. They picked up three hits, two doubles and a triple in the first three. The Yankees have picked up a total of six hits off Roberts. One for extra bases, Coleman's double to left center. Nothing in two. Two gone, one on. Potential tying run at first. Runner breaks. High outside, and he goes in safely without a throw. Actually stole that pitch on Reynolds. Reynolds took a long, long time and apparently wasn't cognizant of the fact that Hamner was really digging in hard and Barra had no chance at all. Matter of fact, by the time Yogi cocked his arm, Hamner was in a slide. Stolen base. First one of the series. Time call and sets a runner up in scoring position. With a count, one and two. That was a wide, high pitch. The scoreboard had nothing in two for the time. Time was called until umpire McGowan straightened about. Now one and two. Change is close for ball two. Now, this situation is a dangerous one. If even the Yankees Reynolds has not allowed a hit in this inning, or the defense was crossed up, that'll keep you on edge, you see. Even up, two balls, two strikes, two gone. Man on second, Granny Hamner. Last of the fourth. Score Yankees one, Phils nothing. Reynolds set, pitching. Changeup, swings and misses, struck him out. He had it with a jug handle hook that time. And again, the curveball breaking off, gets a fill in a tight situation for Allie Reynolds. So for Allie Reynolds, strikeout number five. And in the fourth inning for the Phillies, no runs, no hits for the first time in the game. In an inning, a walk thrown in, no errors by the Yankees, and a man left on at second, Granny Hamner. Four innings, New York one, the Phillies nothing. Wherever men shave, Gillette Blue Blades are number one in preference. That's because these finest of razor blades, five for a quarter, give the slickest shave, the quickest and easiest in the book. Now for extra convenience, buy Gillette Blue Blades in the handy Gillette dispenser. It's available in 10 and 20 blade sizes for the price of the blades alone. The way Reynolds is pitching today is the way that Jim Constanti told Mel and myself that he likes to pitch. It seems as though he welcomes the opportunity to bear down with runners on. And Mel, I think you might make a point here about how Allie did during the season on such occasions.
Well, Gene Alley's always been a rough guy when the going is toughest. Frequently, it seemed that he needed some prodding to really give his very best effort. Some fellows are like that. They're not intentionally, but they sort of just go along taking it easy, so long as things are easy. But then when they get in trouble, they really go to work.
Well, that's Allie Reynolds. That wraps it up in a nutshell. Now, top of the fifth, Yogi Berra. Coming around as if to bunt, takes the strike. I don't know whether Berra has ever called upon a bunt very often, but apparently the take was on from Frankie Crosetti, coaching at third for New York. Bill Dickey's at first. Nothing in one. Yogi is one for two. There's a twisting foul right below our Gillette microphone, and for a moment we thought we'd have a World Series souvenir. You should have seen that, Allen. He was digging in all the way from Birmingham, Alabama.
Looked just like DiMaggio on that one. Where did that come from?
Nothing in two count. Roberts pitching high and wide for the chunky backstop. 0-1. Yogi Berra. First man up top of the fifth. Yankees leading 1-0. Roberts hurling. Swinging a twisting pop. Shortstop side. Getting under it. 15 feet out in the grass. Hammer and makes the put out. Berra pops out to short. One away. Berra was asking me about what's this he hears about Tommy Graviano of the St. Louis Cardinals putting on an act with his old friend, Joe Garagiola. You see, both Yogi and the Cards catcher Garagiola hail from St. Louis. So they ought to get the three of you fellows together, and you'd really have something this winter. Now, the Jover, DiMaggio, 0 for 2, pair of pop flies to second. Wide curve to Big Joe, ball one. One gone, nobody on. Roberts pitching, Joe swinging. Another high, very, very high pop fly. Jones is calling for this one at third. Pounds the glove, camps under and grabs. They're popping up now. That thing was hit about high enough for a ball to travel for a home run. That was way up above the roof. And we're seated way up here. Well, you almost need an oxygen tent. Johnny Mars, one for two, single right, swinging a foul. This fellow is one of the most graceful swingers in the game today, and despite the fact that he's one of the oldest campaigners in Major League Baseball, can still swing that bat. That ball's one strike, high in around the chin. Ball one. Johnny fouled out to Semenik, the catcher, for the third out in the first inning, and then with a two-man out for the Yankees in the third, got a rifled single to right. Another foul, cut off behind home plate, and apparently, though they are out of view, the fans are scrambling for it. One ball, two strikes. Score 1-0, New York. Top of the fifth. Pitching now is resembling something like yesterday's hurling. Roberts takes a lot of time after he gets the new one. Into the big pumping motion. The kick, the throw, the swing, the miss. Struck him out. Fastball. Tight. Inside. And for Roberts, his second strikeout victim of the ball game. For the first time in the ballgame, by either pitcher, the side is retired in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Four and a half innings, the New York Yankees won. The Philadelphia Phillies, nothing. You're not. Can affect the outcome of the game. Well, brother, the same is true in shaving. Preparing your beard with Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless, makes a whale of a difference in the appearance, speed, and comfort of your shave. Gillette creams remove water-resisting oil from your stubble almost instantly, so that every whisker gets a good soaking and softens up thoroughly. Also, Gillette lather and Gillette brushless contain K34, which gives valuable protection against annoying facial conditions caused by bacteria. This amazing antiseptic destroys up to 99% of the germs on and beneath outer layers of the skin. Equally important, the bacteria count stays down from one day's shave to the next, affording lasting protection. Men, it pays to use Gillette lather or Gillette brushless. 30 cents. Strike one. Curveball on the inside corner, throwing it on the fifth. DiMaggio has come up with one fine play today. particularly on Ennis's deep drive early in the ballgame. All knotted up at 1-1. Nothing in one pitch. Roberts throws. Low and away. Ball one. The indicator in right field, which borders the guardrail of the upper tier, as well as in left, and a two-strike count, and the crowd started roaring, but they quickly changed it to 1-1. Joe is 0-4. Robert Twine throws. Joe takes high, inside. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. A pair of pop flies to the second baseman, a pop out to third, and a foul pop to first. So that Joe hasn't gotten the ball out of the infield this afternoon in four trips. 2-1. Throwing, swinging a fly ball deep toward left field. This one may go all the way. It's a home run. A home run for Joe DiMaggio. Way out there to the upper tier in left center field. A good 375 feet from home plate. A line drive that took off and stayed hit. And the Yankees lead 2-1 as DiMaggio, who had been hitless in the World Series, comes out of his slump with a tremendous drive. His seventh World Series home run. And this his ninth World Series. So the Yankee clip, who had been forced to swing late, who everybody said couldn't bring that bat around quickly enough, certainly did that time. And now the Yankees fall into a lead, 2-1. Billy Johnson, the batter, swinging right-handed, takes high inside ball one. Of course, in your batting order, Johnson, who was moved in defensively first before he came to the plate, moved in Mize's position. Number five, and Hop, who was a pinch runner for Brown, moves down. Cuts the foul, tipping down behind the plate. First strike one. Well, I don't know how romantic you baseball fans are, but I know around the country, be you a Yankee or a Phil Reuter, it couldn't happen to a better fella. Joe DiMaggio.
You know, Gene, in establishing the order in that inning, I forgot to put Johnson's name down. I said Mize was coming up.
Right, Mel, and Johnson has just swung on and missed for fastball for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Ironically, when the field staved off the Dodger set on Sunday, they came on a win, and this time the Yankees, with Reynolds forcing a double play ball to wind up the frame, the Yankees are doing the same thing. 1-2, the pitch. Change up, swings and misses. Strike three, struck him out. Number five for Roberts. Well, that was a home run. I mean, there was nothing tainted about that. That was kiss. And at the moment, it looks like the kiss of death for the Phil's hopes. Of course, they've still got the last of the 10th. But that home run can take the starch out of a ball club that has played so tightly all the way. A left-hander warms up in the bullpen. The spectacle left-hander, Joe Ostrowski, who was secured from St. Louis. Here is John Hopp, and he takes high and away, ball one. One down, one run in, Yankees leading. 2-1, top of the 10th, in the first extra inning World Series game since the opener between St. Louis and the Boston Red Sox in 1946. 1-0 pitch, in there for called strike one. Of course, a fill threat could occur in that there would be a pinch hitter for Roberts in the last of the 10th and then the top of the batting order. But they're one down now, you see. It's not a tie game. 1-1, swinging a looper to short left field. Sisler moving in, under, and makes the grab. Two down. The Phillies fans, of course, were chilled by DiMaggio's mighty jolt. It went into the upper tier, just clearing the first box out there, and was still on the rise. And when it left the bat, it appeared as though it was the kind of ball it might be caught, but it just kept rising and rising to the heights of a current lead, 2-1, New York. The batter, Hank Bauer. Roberts' slow curve misses outside, ball one. To add irony, the one run off Roberts in that magnificent game the other day in Brooklyn was a home run by Pee Wee Reese, and the home run ball right now puts him behind. 1-0 to Bauer. Leaning in, sending a zipping ground ball to short. Hanner up with it cleanly. Long throw to first. In time by a stride. That Bauer shot out of a gun. So, with Bauer's ground put out, short to first, the Yankees, one run. The big home run by Joe DiMaggio. One hit, no errors by the Phillies, and nobody left on. 9 1/2 innings. The New York Yankees, 2. The Phillies, 1. Among baseball's all-time greats was the pitcher who won 20 or more games for 15 seasons.
130 or more for five seasons, and turned in three no-hitters during his amazing career. How do you like that for top-notch performance? Spectacular, too, is the top-notch shaving performance today's Gillette Blue Blade gives you. It has the sharpest, most beautifully finished edges ever honed, bar none. Yes, sir, with this blade, wiry stubble comes off smooth as silk, clean as a whistle. When buying Gillette Blue Blades, why not ask for them in the modern Gillette dispenser that zips them out unwrapped? You save time, save fuss, and change blades presto. Yes, and you pay nothing extra, just the price of the blades. Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp. Use Gillette Blue Blades with the sharpest edges ever honed. Jackie Mayo, who was added to the World Series active list of the Phil's roster, and is a Notre Dame-er, where he played baseball for the well-known Jake Klein, and came up to the Phil's from Toronto in early September. Is going to be the pinch hitter for Roberts. On the season, Mayo didn't have too impressive a consistent hitting record. He was used in spots, particularly when Sisler was hurt with a sprained wrist. He was a 222 hitter and played defensively when the Phils got a lead late in the game, moving in to replace Sisler. Whitey Ford staying heated up for Stengel in the right field bullpen, as well as Big Tom Zarek. Reynolds is set in the motion, delivering. Mayo takes high around the chin for one. In this 2-1 game, the Yankees leading. Last half of the 10th now. Mayo batting for Roberts. The Phils play for the tie first, you see. So the pressure is all on them. Reynolds bearing down. Third baseman, Johnson Shadow. The pitch, inside high, ball two. This game would move beyond 10. Of course, you'd have another change. Juno. Ball three. Zarek and Ford get the sign to start throwing hard. Mayo, of course, if he would get on, would represent the tying run. Last half of the 10th. Three ball, no strikeout on Mayo, who can run well, incidentally. Batting left-handed. Pitching. Strike one called. He's alive. To Mayo is Reynolds. It has been a magnificent pitcher's duel, but a much different type ball game than yesterday. 3-1. Pitching. Ball four. The fourth pass issued by Reynolds, and of course one of them was intentional to Whitman, who was standing in to hit for Silvestri and the last of the night. As you know, LaPata is now in the lineup as a catcher, and the batter is Eddie Wakis with a tying run on at first base and nobody out. Wakis has two hits, a double and a single in four trips. Looking for the bunt, the infield came in. Eddie brought the hand up on the bat, but took it low, ball one. Lakers bounced out to second, doubled to right, singled on a great play by Coleman at second. Nice play, that is, and then flied out deep to center field to DiMaggio. 1-0. Leading off, the pitch, the bunt, third base side, up with the ball, Johnson, one play, first base, in time, and almost off the bag was Jerry Coleman, the second baseman who covered, but he put his foot down just in time. Dusty Cook, the Phil's first base coach, pointed to the umpire, Marcus down there, while the next man comes up. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Back at Shy Park, the defense shores up. Willie Johnson moves in from third as Richie Ashburn, who beat out a bunt for a single, has a double in four trips. He has batted home the only run scored by the Phils back in the fifth inning. Strike one called. Fastball on the outside.
Oddly enough, though Ashburn has two of the hits made by the Phillies, he batted home the run on a fly fairly deep to left, since Whittling had been moved in on him, and just as he is right now. The outfield is shallow, straight away, pushed toward the left. Nothing in one count. Mayo leading off second. Swinging a twisting foul, first base side. Moving over for it. Johnny Hopp, under it, has it. Mayo fakes the run off the bag, but everybody moves over toward the third base side of the diamond, and the veteran Cotton Top Hop from Nebraska races in toward the mid portion of the diamond to make sure that Mayo has no notion. Two gone. So it is up, as far as the Phillies are concerned, to Dick Sisler. Sisler has fared poorly with a stick. He hasn't been able to put the ball out of the infield, and of course was called upon to punt earlier. Yesterday, he struck out twice, popped a first, then grounded it to the pitcher. Today, he has struck out once, fouled a first, grounded a second, and bunted into a fielder's choice on a fine play by Rizzuto on Reynolds' great gamble in the eighth inning. A game replete with all the thrills you could ask for in a World Series struggle. Ford and Ferrick all the while continue warming up, and of course, Constanti, should the Phillies tie it up in the left field bullpen. Runner at second, Mayo. Two gone. The stretch by Reynolds. He throws. Sisler swings and misses. Strike one. Reynolds, who is possessed of tremendous stuff, is now calling upon the reserve. Just as Rashi was yesterday, but Reynolds has been in more consistent hot water today. As too was the case of Robin Roberts before he went out for the pinch hitter. Nothing in one. Rests on this one batter because the Yankees have already beaten one ace, Constanti. Nothing in one. Swinging, missing. Strike two. Some of the more disconsolate Phillies fans have already started heading toward the exit. During World Series time, the avenues of traffic are a little bit more cluttered up, you see, than they would be in a sellout during a regular seasonal game. 32,660 of them. Nothing in two. Reynolds, a long pause, shakes off one bear sign, says no on the second. Mayo impatiently leading off second base. Big alley in the stretch, picks, delivers. Strike three, call it out. Call it out. It was a half swing by Dick Sisler. The ball game is over. And just as the ball game wound up yesterday, it winds up today. Three up, three down, and Sisler goes down on strike. He's complaining about that one, but umpire McGowan, call him out, and Reynolds pitches a 10-inning victory, the first 10-inning struggle since 1946. In the 10th inning, for the Phillies, there was one man on, but I meant, of course, that he retired three men in order behind the walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. Our totals read, for the losing Phillies in 10 innings, one run, seven hits, no errors, and the Phillies with seven men on. The losing pitcher was Roberts. For the victorious New York Yankees, who have now taken two in a row on excellently hurled games, they score two runs. DiMaggio's blast, of course, being the equalizer. And the Yankees pick up 10 hits. They commit no errors, and two double plays pull Reynolds out of hot water. And the Yankees leave on the base pads 10 men. The winning pitcher is Allie Reynolds. Quite a ball game. 10 frames for the Yankees are two up, and now are odds-on favorites to sweep.